Is it permitted for one to move muktzah in an irregular manner, otherwise known as a shinui? Can you kick a muktzah item with your feet? If there's a muktzah item sitting on your table, can you nudge it and move it with your elbow? How about grabbing it with the back of your hand? Does the restriction and prohibition against moving muktzah on Shabbos only apply when you move it with your hands in the regular way, you pick it up with your hands, as is normally done, or even when you move it in any other manner, as the prohibition is against moving it, irrelevant of how? So while it is true that the gzeira, the decree of muktzah, is not a biblical restriction, the Torah doesn't prohibit moving muktzah things, there's no such thing as muktzah biblically, as the whole entire subject of moving restrictions of moving items on Shabbos was enacted by the sages. Nonetheless, we know that even rabbinical prohibitions on Shabbos are prohibited to be done with a shinui, with an irregularity. So seemingly this question doesn't make sense. The same way we don't allow other prohibitions to be done with an irregularity, even though they're rabbinical in nature, certainly we should apply the same by muktzah. However, when we dig a little deeper into the subject of muktzah, we find something interesting that already in the time of the original decree of the sages limited the restriction of moving muktzah on Shabbos to only the regular way. Let's begin our journey to see this in the Mishnah, the Talmud, and the Paiskim, and what they have to say about this subject. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, page 141a, states that if a person left straw on his bed, the straw is muktzah. Since it's muktzah, he may not just move it with his hands out of the way, because it's muktzah. Ela minaneya begufay, but rather you move it with your body. Explains Rashi, move it with your shoulders. Very interesting. If it's muktzah, why are you allowed to move it at all? So the Rishonim all deal with this question, and in essence, we have three opinions in the Rishonim regarding how to understand the allowance of the Mishnah. The Ran is of the opinion that although the sages prohibited moving muktzah in any manner, even with an irregularity, even with your body parts other than your hand, they made a special exemption that if you need the space of the item, as in this case here that you would like to sleep and the straw is in the way, then in order to use the space, the sages allowed you to move it with an irregularity. But in any other case or purpose, you're not allowed to move muktzah even irregularly. Tosfos Shabbos 43a, however, learns that no, in truth, it's permitted to move muktzah in an irregular manner, not only to free the space up, but even if you have some kind of permitted use to make with the object, such as to kick a rock in front of the door to prevent the door from opening with the wind. However, to move a muktzah item with an irregularity for the sake of saving it from damage or getting stolen, Tosfos agrees is prohibited, as would rule the Ran. So on Sukkot, if you left your candlesticks outside made of silver and you're afraid someone's going to rob them, you can't move them even with the shinui, according to their opinion. And then we have a third opinion, which is the opinion of the Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Yaina, that from this Mishnah we learn that all moving of muktzah was only restricted if one does so in the regular manner using his hands. However, to move muktzah with an irregular manner is permitted in all cases. Certainly if you needed space, as agree all the Rishonim, and even if you need to make a use with it somewhere else, as rules Tosfos, and even to save it from damage, as is the opinion of the Russian Rabbeinu Yaina. And this allowance applies to all the categories of muktzah, whether it's muktzah machmas gufay, klisha malach de le'iser, muktzah machas chesser and kiss, all the categories are included in this allowance of moving with a shinui. Practically, how do we rule in Shulchan Aruch? So we have a clear ruling in the Shulchan Aruch, both with the Mechaber Amo and the Alter Rebbe in various places, which shows that we rule like the third opinion of Rabbeinu Yaina of the Rosh, that it's permitted to move muktzah on Shabbos with an irregularity, without any restriction, even to save it from damage or getting stolen, is allowed. To quote from the wording of the Alter Rebbe in 308, Halacha 15, as follows. Open quote. All muktzah items are only forbidden to be moved in the regular way that they are moved during the week, which is through using one's hands. However, it is permitted to move it with one's body. And then again in 311, Halacha 15, he states, all the above muktzah restrictions refer to when moving the muktzah item with one's hands. However, to move the muktzah item with one's body without one's hands is allowed to be done even initially. And so is likewise the ruling of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 311, Halacha 8, and 308, Halacha 43, and the Raman 308.3, and so is the ruling of the Magen Avram, the Mishnah Brura in various places, the Chaya Adam, the Derech HaChaim, the Derech HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, and many other Achreinim. Although the Alter Rebbe and other Paiskim make mention of the stringent opinion and approach of the Ran and Tosfos, nonetheless, they don't rule this way. Famously, however, the Chazon Ish has a novel way of understanding the Rishonim and the Mishnah, and he is stringent to rule that you're never allowed to move Muktzah with a Shinai on Shabbos, and makes no difference if you move it regularly or irregularly. However, practically all the other Paiskim argue, and therefore, Halacha Lemaisa, it's permitted even Lechatchila to move Muktzah on Shabbos in an irregular manner. Knowing this halacha, that you're allowed to move muktzah with a shinoi, even lechatchila, can save one from transgressing chas v'shalom ilchus muktzah. As in any case that you're in doubt if something is muktzah, and if you're allowed to move it, you can at the very least move it with a shinoi, according to all opinions, based on the final ruling. And thus, the sages created for us and gave us a way to circumvent the prohibition of muktzah by simply using an irregularity. Nonetheless, we find in the Alter Rebbe in the Kunshus Achron in chapter 301 one regulation, and that is that you're not allowed to walk around with it forever, even when you're holding with irregularity. And rather, you pick it up irregularly and move it to your destination without taking detours, without wasting time, and you put it down. As in his wording there, the sages certainly did not permit moving with a shinoi without any limit. Based on this, it seems understood that you're not allowed to move muktzah even with a shino if there's no good reason to do so. There has to be some kind of reason. You need the space, you want to make a permitted use of it, you want to save it from damage, from getting stolen, but for no reason at all, seemingly it would be prohibited to move it even with an irregularity. Likewise, perhaps based on this, one can explain why we find in the Paiskim that it is ruled that if a person sees money on the street on Shabbos, even an area with an Eruv, you're not allowed to pick it up, and the only way to get it is to stand there and guard it till after Shabbos and then take it home. And the simple question is asked, why not allowed to move it with a shinoi? And indeed, so rules the Mishnah Berurah and other Achrayim that it's allowed. However, according to this clarification in the Kunshas Achron, we can explain that simply to make extra money, to find something that's not yours and keep it, is not defined as a strong enough reason to allow moving muktzah even with a shinoi. B'tzarechiyin. In any event, what is clear is that in regular cases you can move all muktzah with an irregularity, and what we still have to discover is what is the definition of a shinoi, what types of moving of a muktzah object is defined as an irregularity. This is Mirat Hashem, we will discuss in the second lesson on the subject.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.